USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
These governors won't help us beat the pandemic. I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way.
President Biden mandating COVID-19 vaccines to roughly 100 million Americans on Thursday. Republican governors from Florida and Mississippi respond.
I do not believe that people should lose their jobs over this issue, and we will fight that.
We live in America, and you would expect words like that from the president, maybe of communist China or of North Korea, but you don't expect words like that coming out of the mouth of the president of the United States.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves on Fox News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in April.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
California Governor Gavin Newsom will get President Biden to campaign against Newsom's recall. Biden is scheduled in Long Beach, California on Monday. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, you just want a plan you're happy with. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Department of Justice is suing Texas for the heartbeat law. Tim Berg reports.
The Justice Department is suing Texas over a new abortion law. Attorney General Merrick Garland saying the law is clearly unconstitutional under longstanding U.S. Supreme Court precedent. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley reacts to Attorney General Merrick Garland's announcement on Fox News.
What is really odd about this is that the Department of Justice is entering as a party. Usually the Department of Justice is an amicus or a friend of the court. Here it's saying we're a party of interest. Anytime a state law threatens constitutional rights, we have skin in the game. That's not exactly how the Department of Justice has operated in the past. And I think some courts are going to ask about that. You know, for example, Garland said, we're going to say that this field is partially or wholly preempted. The Supreme Court has always recognized that states have a right to legislate in the area of abortion. The question is where to draw that line. So this is a major assertion of federal authority, perhaps an unprecedented one.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
During the previous presidential administration, mainstream media considered a mean tweet to be tyranny. That same media is silent when the current president shames and punishes those Americans that choose not to get the COVID-19 vaccine with a presidential mandate.
We're seeing an authoritarian regime full on. He has been completely duplicitous. Remember, there was a time when he said, we will make sure that every American gets out of Afghanistan and they will not be left there. We will not have mass mandates. And now the president has gone back on those two promises that he has violated. And I think I'm hearing, my phone was blowing up all day yesterday from people who I would not suspect would be as upset as others. Many of them were Democrats saying this is just unacceptable. And people are really, it's just an outrage at this point that the president would impose this when we have a, you know, there's no science to back this kind of move. Well, let's hope that there are plenty of lawsuits that are going to be brought in swiftly decided. Look, I got vaccinated. I think the vaccine has proven fairly effective. I've had two pregnant women reach out to me who I've been terminated from their positions because they were advised by their doctor not to take the vaccine until after their pregnancy. And so we're going to also have a worker crisis because a lot of people, as we're struggling to get people to get back to work, now we're going to have even a greater crisis when people who do not want to take the vaccine for medical reasons.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.